Isaiah chapter 16, and I want to share with you how to shine. Amen. How to shine in life. You have to know how to shine in life. If you don't know how to shine in life, God has called you to shine. You know, I like our faith because it's a progressive faith. It's a transferable faith. It's a generational faith, right? And I want to encourage you that what you have believed about the word of God, it's true. We can never exhaust the efficiency and the efficacy of this word. We can never. And so sometimes you get on life for some time. At some point, you start thinking as if, at some point, you just do away with the book all entirely. You do away with the knowledge of God. You get into religion. What's religion? You just come to church, or you just do church things, but that's not it. God has a way and a plan for us. And God's way and God's plan for you, and it doesn't matter what you are going through right now. And I've been, you know, sometimes people look at me, all right? People look at me and just think that I've not seen much in life. Yeah? I've been through my fair share. Right, you know, I was telling someone there. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Now every day just goes and passes. I don't have any. And I was saying that. I said, you know what? I said sometimes. I said the things I share at times that we all laugh. I said at the time I was going through them. I said they were actually low points in my life. They were traumatic points in my life. I said, but because of what I am teaching right now, which I have lived, I talk about them at times. You know, we all laugh. But it wasn't funny. When I was going through, it wasn't funny. And so what I'm saying to you today is that when you are going through, whatever it is you are going through right now, whether it is finances, whether it is marriage, whether it is children, right? Whatever you are going through right now may not be funny. But when God is done with you, you will share your story. And to bring joy to many. Amen. And so, but we require faith with that, and we require consistent, committed dedication to what you believe. And the only way you can be consistent and committed to and dedicated to what you believe is by constantly hearing and never reduce the momentum and the speed at which you hear. Because if not, the devil can come and sow doubts in your heart. And so there's a way you can shine. There's a way God has called you to shine, and you will shine at the end of the day. Right? I'm shining right now. I wasn't laughing. It wasn't funny when they put me in jail in Cyprus. In police station in Cyprus, and accused me of those dollar stories. Man, hey, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny when I lost my company. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny when my organization, which I formed with two other people, went bankrupt and they had to arrest two of my friends. I mean, there's so much arrest going on. It makes me sound like an ex-convict. I'm not really an ex-convict, yeah? But it's not funny. It's not funny. Do you understand? It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny when you think you and your wife, you are pregnant, right? And then you are told that baby is not there. That happened to us. As Christians, in this nation, it's not funny. You see, it's not funny when you are a qualified accountant, right? And then you cannot get a job based on your career. And you have to work as a traffic warden. You see, it's not funny when you're sitting in the train dressed in uniform, and you are looking at somebody with a laptop, a briefcase. I remember a gentleman in a former church, right? One day, I know he's an accountant, but I just didn't know where he worked, you know. So I was a traffic warden coming home from Chelsea to East London, and then he boarded the train. You know, a church member. You know, he was so immaculately dressed, you know, and then came in with his briefcase and then with a little umbrella, and then he sat down in front of me reading a newspaper. You know, I just sat there. I was going to say, hey, hello, and call his name. But his name just got stuck in my throat. I was just like, wow. I mean, we read the same course. And I'm dressed in uniform on £12,000 per annum. Right? And I know I can do what this guy is doing. How I wish is as simple as swapping places. No, I'm not saying give him a traffic warden job, but I mean like, just let me just sit down with you and be where you are. All I wanted to do was just, I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are right now. And I just, and throughout the train ride from Westminster, right down to East London, I was just looking at him. And I said, my goodness, how will I ever have an opportunity to even dress like this for a career? Doesn't matter what it is. Even if you ask me, go make coffee. I don't mind making coffee, but let me wear a suit and a tie. That would have been fine. Seriously, I'm sure they'd have me wear a suit and a tie as a traffic warden. Maybe I'll still be there today. But God has called you to shine. And shine you will. And shine you must. Not far. Why are you laughing at me like that? That's not. And shine you will shine. Amen. But let's look at the scriptures. It says, arise, shine. Bring up the scripture so we can see this. Arise, shine. I want you to master this. If it's not for you, go share this same message with somebody else. It says, arise, shine, for your light has come. All right? It says, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Things will not work. Dreams will be broken. Hearts will be shattered. People will be broke. It will be like a long drawn night. And deep darkness the people. Say, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. And as at the time this prophetic word was being given, Israel was in a state. They were in a hopeless state. Hopeless. Things were not working. Their promises, they were in a strange land. And just like the body of Christ today, sometimes, I know, you know, close to we're 5,000 member church now. I don't want to believe that everybody go home at times, and the same way we are happy here, they are all happy throughout the week. No. And so maybe you are here today, or maybe you know someone who is experiencing a dark moment in life. And these were people of God that were been giving promises and promises upon promises, but they found themselves in a place where we have been held captive, and they were believing God for the Messiah to come. Like many of us believe God for Savior to come, for salvation to come. I'm telling you, in 1997, my goodness, I was believing God for Messiah to come. I'm telling you. Mine was a financial challenge. Relocation to a new country. And I remember when I came in through and I said, go do your medical test. I sat down, the woman looked at her and said, she said, you have high blood pressure. I just started laughing. High blood pressure. I said, do you know anybody who will do relocation with two children and no job and not have high blood pressure? Do you know? And I wish you know what I'm going through right here. And maybe you feel like that. Maybe it's in your finances. But listen very carefully. I am telling you, doesn't matter how dark it is, the mandate upon your life is to shine. And shine, you will. Amen. And shine, you will. You will. That home will experience joy again. That home will experience laughter again. You will be happy again. Every challenge you see today will disappear, and the light of God will shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe it's a spiritual life. Maybe it's just an area where, you know, every year upon year, you just have this heart cry, I want to grow. But here you are, it's September. All the spiritual targets you set for yourself, you just couldn't make it. Don't even make it through February. And we are in September now. It is ending. And that 3 months, the bells are out. And here goes another year. Or maybe it's a promise you are waiting for. Maybe it's a promise. And I'm believing God for this one promise. And I said, this is the year. This is the year of that promise. And I came in with so much enthusiasm and believing God that God would do this. Well, this is September. It's closing. And that 3 months, the bells are out for Christmas. But I have a word for you. And anyone within your circle of influence, I have a word for you. And anyone who has, whose ears you have, that even though it is dark today, your light will come in the name of Jesus. And maybe you are here today or you know someone whose job is like a hellhole. You know those kind of jobs? I used to work for someone like that. You know, oh my goodness. At the end, God turned it around for good. I mean, I was believing God for a job and I got a job with this corporation. And I joined this project, internal project. And my manager was this little, small Chinese lady. She gave me hell. The amount of psychological torture. I mean, maybe she eventually begins for my own good. I mean, they tell me to write a test script. In hindsight, now I'm asking, what are you doing? She would just take my test script like this, look at her. I just take a pen like a schoolboy. Just take a pen. Cha cha cha. Cha 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 cha. Eddie, what is this? 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 I say, what is this? What is this? What is this? If you follow me to the car park, I'll show you what is this. On Sunday night, I'm telling you, on Sunday night, I start having palpitations because of my lady, Chinese lady, who I'm going to see on Monday. Doesn't matter what time I came in, she's there with a cup of tea. She's there, not for me. She's already in the office. She has already gone through her second cup of coffee. I'm wondering, do you sleep here? What kind of little demon is this, my friend? And she tortured me. And it's not actually the correction. There's a way you correct someone, and a person want to learn and grow. But every time she's done, I felt stupid. I'm telling myself, I think I belong to the traffic warden. I don't belong here. You know what I'm saying? But eventually it paid off because I'm happy that God put me through that so that I can learn, right? In all sincerity, I don't know what I was doing, but, you know, in all fairness, I deserved it, to be honest. Yeah. But it's the way she did it. But like, what's the matter now? We are talking about me and you're all laughing, eh? It's the way she did it that was torture. You know? Thank you. Are you listening? Look, my friend, life can be tough. Life can be tough. You understand? So maybe you know someone who. I mean, if you have had a bad boss. Why are you laughing now? See, all of us are in the same situation. Exactly. You know how you feel? You know how you feel on Sunday night, eh? On Sunday night, morning, you like the job. But it's just this one individual. My goodness, man. One individual just makes things so hard. And then all of a sudden, what started as God's blessing just become, you know, job from hell. But God, doesn't matter how bad it is, I'm saying, you know what? When that lady was done with me and they transferred me out of that department, I think it was a transfer. But I don't know, maybe if she got rid of me, I don't know, you know. But I think I learned my lessons, right? Because eventually I left that company to go contracting. You know, and I was from there, I was asked to lead. I was hired by this company to do an European wide rollout, and they gave me a member of staff to understudy me. I was a boss, you know. So he followed me around all the countries I went to. His name is Noel Deans. So I just followed me around. And then for the first time, I just realized that all that torture was to prepare me for a greater position. Does that make sense? So, and my light started to shine. Now we never forget the day I was done on a project in Finland, and the MD and a financial controller called me, and they were complimenting me on them, what do you call it, the attention to detail. They were complimenting me for what? Attention to detail that my little Chinese lady taught me through hell. And they said, because of your attention to detail, nothing is missing on this project. We cannot but escort you, see you off from this building. One grabbed my bag. The other one took my laptop. And then, and that was how they were. I said, hi. God bless my Chinese girl, look. Hi. See my light. See my light. See my light. They were clapping. Clapping. In a strange land, my darkness had turned to light. We've got to stay committed, dedicated, and focused on the world. That dark situation will turn to light. Right? I've explained, you know, just 2 days ago, my children were making, they were laughing at me. Both of them. And they were reminding me of, it's only here I'm a celebrity, only here. They were telling me of all my failed business projects, my work from home antiques. They want to bring, they brought out a box of coins. Business. They brought it. You remember Newmis? Yeah. Is he at the box too? Did I sell you on that one? And I say, I said, Dad, I said, what is this? I said, what do you mean? He said, this is another one of your failed attempts. I said, you can see that now. I said, you went to school without, you don't have, you went to school without debt. And you are mocking me for this failed project? He said, oh, but it's not just one. It's how I'm mentioning all my failed projects. They flashed my darkest hour before me. So I just sat down, just looking at them like, this is me? And they were saying, oh, yeah. On top of that, they started mocking my accent. They said, oh, Eddie from London. Because I had to be on this conference call to America, and we asked to introduce yourself. And I would go, Eddie from London. I said, Eddie from London. I said, Dad, that's another of your failed project. I said, but it's all right. It wasn't funny when I was failing. But when you were going through school without debt, has my light not shine now? Listen very carefully. Life is a long, drawn journey. You understand? And God is determined that you will shine, and you must shine in Jesus' mighty name. So let us look at reasons why you can arise and shine. Listen very carefully, right? Everything about our faith, is to change your mind and your perspective. And that's why we came, you know, for lack of a better word, we need to brainwash ourselves into this word of God. That's what I did. I had no hope. I just didn't know how I was going to make it happen. But this has given me a way out. Do you understand? Right? I won't even mention eight times where I've been petrified to make a decision. I know it is the right thing to do, but I'm scared. And I get scared. Thank you, son. I do get scared. I get scared very easily. I'm flustered. Fred and the devil were attacking me with worry. And I will come back to the word of God and draw courage, and I draw a rhema that will strengthen my spirit, and I will make a decision. Right? You know, sometimes it's not interesting that it's only when the light comes you see successful people, but you never know how they got to where they got to. It's not interesting. So let me share with you. The very first one, why you must and you can and will arise, is that it is a law. It's a law. Doesn't matter how dark it is today, listen very carefully. It doesn't matter whether you cry to bed all night. Doesn't matter whether your spouse is not treating you right. It doesn't matter whether you're not happy about the climate of your home. Doesn't matter whether your job is nasty and you are broke. Doesn't matter whether your kids are complaining. Doesn't matter whether your kids are being bullied in school. Doesn't matter. It is a law that you must shine. And why? Let's look at those two words, the first two words in that scripture, right? It says, arise, if you can bring it up for me, please. Yeah? Look at the first word. It says, can we read that, those two words together? One, two, go.
Arise.
Shine. Exactly. No, those two first two words. What did it say?
Arise.
Shine. Exactly. Right? That phrase, that is not a suggestion. I don't know how you read it. Every time I grab a piece of scripture, my spirit is excited because God is speaking. That's why the greatest prayer you pray for yourself is the spirit of revelation. Greatest prayer you pray for yourself is the spirit of revelation. All right? We can pray it for you as a church, and I pray for you regularly, but there's nothing as good as taking ownership. Arise, shine. That is not an advice. That is not a suggestion. Arise, shine is not an opinion. I don't have a problem with this. Like I didn't have a problem with Genesis. It says, let there be light. And there was argument. What happened? How many of you really believe that there was light? Why do you believe that it was light? Yeah. So the same thing he said there, arise, shine. Why is that a command that came into effect and this a suggestion? How come we don't have a problem? We know Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says that darkness came on. And God said, let there be light. And then we say it very confidently, and there was light. Why was there light? Because he said so. And we believe genuinely that he said it and it happened. And our faith has grown because of that. But here's another one. Arise, shine. I don't know about you. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. For me to have a problem with this, in principle, then I must have a problem with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. If I doubt this, then technically, I doubt that. Do you understand? If it says arise and shine, it means it's a law. You will arise. Doesn't matter how low you have gone. And you will shine. Doesn't matter how dark it is in your life. This is, for me, the definition of hope. The definition of hope. And I want to charge you to equate Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, and this in the same category. That means that you will arise. In fact, I say, you have arisen. Amen. You have arisen. Amen. And your light has come. Amen. So it's not. It's a command given as received from God. Yeah, let's look at Genesis chapter 1, just for the sake of it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Aha! In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who is in doubt here? Okay, next verse. Go on, quickly. Yeah? The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Right? Next. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. In Isaiah chapter 60, it's telling you the same thing. Arise, shine. There was light, and you shone. There was light, and you arose. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you will arise. You will shine. And that's why it doesn't matter what you are going through. Yes, we live in the body. So the conditions and circumstances, right, will be painful. Okay? We accept that because we live in the flesh. We are body. But I know that I am coming out of here. I know that at the end of this, my story will change. I know that a time will come, what I'm going through right now will become a tool of empowerment for somebody here, for somebody else. I know that I will give a testimony on account of what I'm going through right now. I know. Why? Because God said, arise, shine. So I believe. So the law of God is perfect. It is a law. Psalm 97, verse 7. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So Arise, shine. It is a command, and it came from God. In fact, it's even in the book of Isaiah. When you get to Israel in 2020, you will find out of all the books, this is still the book in Israel today that is complete and intact. And still original. It says, arise, shine. Whatever the word of God says is settled in heaven. Psalm 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So God has spoken his word that you should arise and shine. And I believe, and this is our hope, that whatever I'm going through right now, he has spoken the word. I believe it. I will arise and I will shine. 1997. On the streets of Chelsea. Traffic warden assignment, first month. Right? No, I was traffic warden, sixth month. And then up until that time, I know UK can be cold. I know Europe gets cold. I have never experienced snow in my life before. I've never seen snow. The first time I saw snow, actually, it wasn't snowing. It was on the mountains of Troodos in Cyprus, right? So remember so that's another place I need to take you. I need to take you to my town in Cyprus. I'm more Cypriot at heart than Nigerian, to be honest. Yeah, first I'm Cypriot, then I'm Ugandan. Seriously. First I'm Cypriot, then my second nation is Uganda, right? No offense, Nigerians, to be honest. But yeah, seriously, you stay there for a very long time. I was talking to my friend who just came from Cyprus to England, and he was saying, yeah, these people, they have a way of brainwashing you, he said. He said, do you know, we just came out of jail. He said, do you know what happens to me? When every time I want to celebrate, I go to a Greek restaurant. I said, yeah, you too? I said, me too. That's why everything was celebrated. He said, yes, like they brainwashed us. I said, no. I said, it's because that is now our home. That's our home now. Do you understand? You know, anyway. So, for the Lord God is settled in heaven forever. When God speaks, it's a command. It's a command. Amen. So I remember when I came in and sat down, it was winter, December 1997. And it was snowing. I've never felt that kind of cold before. And I saw this powder, dusty thing coming down from heaven. And I said, wow, is this the snow? And I stood there in the snow with my machine in my hand and my printer in my waist, right? And my ears went numb. And my nose went numb. I couldn't feel my face because of how cold. I don't do cold easily. You don't know me, but I'm telling you, me and cold, we don't gel. And my daughter was making fun of me. She said, oh, Dad, he said, interesting. Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. What I said I was going to do, and she was laughing at me. I said, you? He said, Dad. He said, I'm your daughter, and I've never seen your. She said, I'm your daughter. I've never seen your knees and your ankles before, even in my house. Yeah, I don't do cold very easily. So you will never understand my pain when it was snowing, and I was in the snow. I mean, I just stood there. I was so frustrated. You know, I went to the wall, you know, and I was with my printer. I started banging my head on the wall. I said, oh God, I was crying. I was weeping. You know, the man cry. Not this fancy cry. Oh, Lord. That's a fancy cry. You know, there's a kind of cry that doesn't have, that a kind of cry that sounds like a heavenly language. You know the kind of cry. May you not see trouble in Jesus' name. Oh, it kind of cried that sound. You know, it kind of cried that. You know, those kind of cry that. Oh, Last second time I would cry like that was there. Told me that my mother passed. Yeah, you know when you cry in tongues, hey, and your tears have colors. My God, the pain. Pain is too much. Pain is too much. Wept, grew, bang my head. Oh my God, what kind of job is this? What kind of weather is this? You said this is a cold country? My God! You know, and I was shaking. You know, like that for like a few minutes. And I got up. I stopped crying because I was exhausted. You know, I was too tired to cry. And today, today. Do you understand? I say, God, turn your situation around in Jesus' name. I say, God, turn your circumstances around in Jesus' name. I pray you will never see half of what I have seen in my troubles and my journeys. In Jesus' mighty name. So it's a law. When God speaks, it's a law. When God commands, it happens. It happens. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And so while I say, it's not interesting how God answered. Listen very carefully. When I left, after banging my head on the wall, and I was coming back from, and I saw a double-decker bus, right? The red one in England, London. Right? Yeah. And they had this cat food advert on it. I don't know which cat food, but it says, I love London. The streets are full of gold. And here was I, crying and weeping. I saw the advert. But something just struck me about that advert. So I stood and I looked at the advert. I said, Lord, if it is true that there are gold on the streets of this nation, open my eyes. Open my eyes. I believe you. You told me to do this migration twice. Two migrations in a state of 3 years. I heard your voice. If it is true, I believe that that was the day that my light started shining. Way before I saw it, I believe that was the day I reached a turning point, a tipping point, right, on my journey. I pray this message will facilitate a tipping point for you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. That will bring a turning point for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we're going to be looking at those four things, right? Why you will shine, and that's just one of them. The first one is that it is a law. It is a law. God said it, and when God says it, there's nothing the devil can do about it. Listen very carefully. There's nothing the devil can do. When God is set to bless you, he will bless you and bless you indeed, and there's nothing hell or Satan can do about it. Rise to your feet and let us pray.